This is Oroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.
Hey, this is Orasan. I'm at Oroville Radio, and this is episode 4 of the Wazo methodology. I'm in studio with Wazo and Chandra, and
The Wazo methodology.
Right, so last time we went over a few points of Wazo's methodology, and we do have some more here for you today. So let's have a look at the next ones. Here's so apparently 101, but not all of them have been written yet. So we have about 50 so far.
Well, and we're at 21 the first time around.
Right, 22. Exactly. So now this is 22. We're starting from 22.
22 till?
22 till 50.
Okay. All right.
Okay, let's go. So 22, we must not laugh at everything with just anyone.
I see that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What, 23?
Okay, 23. We can only laugh at what we know.
Yes, Orasan does not agree.
So basically, Wazo is saying that only what we understand can we find funny.
But that's totally not true, Wazo. Kids laugh at stuff they don't understand at all.
Because they have an interpretation and
you do believe that the kids don't understand. This is very important.
Okay.
No, but it's an example when I watch some German TV with some German guy speaking, making German humor of topics that I don't know, I tell you, I don't laugh.
But that's just German humor, or you think it's just German humor, or other countries we don't find it funny?
Well, okay, so I look some French TV with French humoristic and this. I don't know though about what they are speaking, because they speak about reference to some stuff. It's not funny at all, because I don't know. Okay.
Right, okay.
Very clear, this point.
Okay, point 24. Do not confuse making jokes with a sense of humor.
Ah, this is important, yeah. You know, in France, there is a sweet called carambar. You know carambar?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, when you open the paper, there is a joke, no?
Yeah.
Toto says that, boom, boom. And when you reread, you are supposed to ha, 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 ha. Does it mean that you have a sense of humor?
Of course not.
No. No, why?
Well, it does, because if you do appreciate it and repeat it, then you do have some sense of humor.
Not at all. It's the mechanical psychology of human being, you know? Everybody laugh when you are human. Everybody laugh because.
So, are you saying that to have a sense of humor means that you're able to make your own jokes?
Not only is a sense, all sense have to be developed. You have a sense. You need to work on to develop. You develop. You work a lot. It's the sense of humor.
So for me, having a sense of humor just means that I can laugh at a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me not at all.
So he's laughing because
he
knows that.
Do you ever laugh at home?
I
like if you're
easily.
Watching anything, do you ever laugh out loud? LOL was.
No. When I'm alone, so rarely. No, I smile. A smile is different.
Okay.
It's more, you look more poet, you know, a kind of a poet, super sensitive, you smile. To laugh already, if it depends, okay, point 25.
Self-derision is a faculty of presence of mind.
What?
Self-derision. Se moquer de soi-même.
Ah.
But you wrote the lines, was
we started by Google Translate. So
Google is your friend.
Yeah, I love Google Translate because you say something in change hall. So it's funny. So self...
derision.
Oh, yeah, it's fundamental. I have some friends, they were super funny. I remember in Paris, you know, we have a gang of 8, 10, 12 people that they are funny. You know, funny means they know how to produce fun, gag and stuff. But never they was doing self what?
Derision. Okay, I think this is interesting because we were talking before we came into the studio about what topics we would find interesting or not. We have a little, so the program every morning on Monday morning is we meet at first Tea Shop A, which is called?
Cafeteria
for idlis.
Yeah.
Then we move up to?
Morgan.
Le Morgan for you guys to have? coffee. So it's the two stage, and then the third stage happens here. Anyway, so we discuss what we might talk about a bit, but I don't like going too deep into because I feel like you lose spontaneity. Wazo is very methodological. And no, that's why we're doing the show with you. And one of the points was, because on the weekend, Wazo and I were at this party, and we were sitting next to a German girl, and she was talking about a funny kangaroo character. That was a, what was it? What was funny about it?
You have the name. I did not understand because she was German.
Yeah. No, so the point
she
was...
She spoke about... do you know some German... funny joke. Guy.
Yeah.
And she said the name. I forgot the name.
Because yeah. Do you know? We don't know what a German joke is, do we?
Exactly.
So if we can have, do we have a number here people can call in? If anybody can call in live and tell us what is a German joke? Yeah. And then the other thing, coming back onto the topic of self-derision, the reason why, though, is because French people don't have that. They just get insulted. That's not part of their culture. So... The interest of what, Chandra, you agree or not?
No, I'm wondering if Wazo, as a French
person... Did you know that, Wazo?
No, not at all.
Completely.
It's a surprise for me.
It's totally anti-French to make fun of... to make fun of yourself is not a French thing.
You French people, like that.
Yeah. So...
Well, it's one of the main characteristics of English humor. That's the first thing that they do, yeah. Is self-derision. Wazo, do you need a hug?
Hello, what is...
So what is the international humor scope?
Self-derision. You said the French doesn't have self-derision.
Yeah, they don't.
What kind of French do you meet? I want to know. Ah, you meet Aurovillian French. French Aurovillian.
And in France also was...
Yeah? In Paris?
In Paris? Yeah. In the south?
Yeah.
Not in the west?
Yeah.
But south and Paris?
Yeah, it's possible. Maybe.
And near the Belgian border.
No, self-derision is not, I think it's not about nationality. It's about more
it's
personality.
It's completely about nationality, Wazo. Totally. It's totally. You never hear a French person making fun of themselves. It's not part of their thing.
Well, maybe culturally. Because the French, they have a complex of superiority because we have a mind that it is super clear and we have a special Frenchy yoga here to do. It's true. But I tell you, in the north of France, with the ch'ti, les ch'ti, we call that the ch'ti, the people, no? They have self-derision, I tell you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
What is self-derision? It means suddenly you are able to take yourself like the subject of your humor.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you don't have it, means all the time you look yourself that you are serious and you prefer to make joke about other people because you have a kind of distance or you have fun about what's happened to the other people. Self-humor, you take yourself like the your own subject of study. And there you can feel all your different emotions. And there, particularly if you got some pain, some souffrance, pain, stuff like that, you can use that to make a humor because you have a sense that suddenly developed. And you take from your experience, your own experience, that suddenly can touch a universal point, and suddenly your topic, your inner topic, become a kind of a general topic for everybody. It's a classic stuff when it's happened in literature, in different art expression. Why suddenly we are touched by a Chinese sculpture, an African mask? Why? Because you have inside us a being that is bigger than us, that is universal. It can be touched without your ego, that slowly disappear, can be touched. Touch what? But touch.
Touch somebody else. Wait, this show is called the Wazo Methodology. So I'm just trying to bring this back onto point, Wazo, because we're talking about method.
Yeah.
So what is kind of interesting is how, because you're in Oroville, half of your humor life has been here or more even. So is there a particular method? I mean, your humor would have obviously developed differently if you'd been outside. And is it because you've got so many cultures here that are coming to the shows or whatever, do you think that either you have developed a humor that is more universal but more basic, or do you think, what's the mechanisms that are in play, do you think, within Oroville, because we've got so many different styles, that works?
Okay. I will try to answer these questions. First of all, when I was a kid, I was all the time surprised how the Chinese live, how the Italian live, the Spanish, no, even already the Parisian. So I was surprised, say, how they eat, how they sleep, what they study. No? You do believe that you are separate from everybody. Slowly, you discover you have some friends, you boom, boom, and you have stuff like that. No? But when you arrive, particularly in India, the first stuff I discover, it's like you go back to the past of humanity and you discover inside you that you are touched by this, that, wow, this is the past of your human being, no? And suddenly you got a lot of emotion. For me, I got a lot of emotion like that, no? And when you arrive here in Oroville, suddenly I was so happy to meet different kinds of nationality. Oh, a German is like that. He does cycle media. He have to take a broom. He have to cook. This. So suddenly, all your cliché, cultural cliché or ignorance, no, disappear. You realize that, oh, you start to see inside you that you are not only French. Suddenly, at the same time, I discovered that I was French. Because one moment, I do believe I was not French. Because I was international, this. And suddenly when I arrived here, I discovered my French part. But also I discovered that suddenly it's an inner process, in fact. You know, it's all the system of yoga is inner stuff. I discovered, wow, super. I am also Italian. I am Tamil also, no? With the Indian culture, it was amazing the feeling you got, no? And so for me in Oroville, what is fun, it's that I discovered that, yeah, where all the different nationalities are in you. If you don't need to go, you don't need to look too much outside to make you more. You take your own emotions, you take your own problem. If you speak of that, you will speak to everybody, no? That's why when I do some joke where I am alone in my room, you know, I have my guitar, and suddenly I got the feeling that you are a baby. From the experience, from baby to mommy, no? From baby to mommy, transgenerational, transcultural, transnationality, he touch, he become like that. Mm. This is what my experience. You also, you have that because you are Italian and your father is Indian and you say you feel French, correct?
Yes.
She is French, you see? She is from, why you feel French? Because at the point 27?
Well, anyway, I really like that. But there was, keep going.
So methodology, if you speak practically, means you need, from my point of view, I do believe you need to take your feeling, your emotions, and from there you are sure if you go there and you try to make some, express that, you will touch many people.
I just wanted, because I like this idea of creating images, so when you're talking about the Tamil humor and going back, I don't know if you're talking the Tamil humor within Oroville in that context, or you're talking about, because Wazo and Paul, they used to have a Vandi, and that Vandi was set up like a stage, correct?
Yeah.
So they set that up, Vandi, like a stage, and then they would go on weekend tours, or one night. So who was driving the Vandi, you or Paul?
No, not me. It was, we have a driver.
A driver, okay.
So the driver had to go at 9 a.m. the morning. He took
Oh, you didn't drive in the Vandi?
No.
Oh, you drive a motorbike after?
No, a cycle.
Oh, cycle, okay. So the Vandi goes at 9 to the village?
A.m.,
in the bioregional comedy experience?
Yeah.
And then, do you remember any of the names of the villages you went to?
We did Chavadi Kotakai plus other village.
I remember one down there.
Yeah,
by far, Lake Estate.
When I was sick.
Lake Estate one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then the Vandi would take 8 hours to get to the thing, to get to the place. And then so the Vandi driver is waiting there. You come on cycle.
Yeah.
Your tundu full of sweat.
Yeah.
You and dry we set off up, a bit. You set up the stage.
With the Vandi, we set up. It was a solar.
Solar Vandi.
Yeah.
And what? There was music? And
there was three music, and the idea was to use the traditional Tamil, there is a name, I forgot the name in Tamil, of theater.
So then you make some announcement in the village, or people just gather automatically?
No, because we have one guy invite us. We have to be invite.
Okay.
So he said,
some announcement.
Yeah.
So then it's like from the baby to the grandma.
Yeah.
They come. You have some lights.
Yeah.
And then you just do.
We have a script. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, we have school. Okay. Paul was speaking in Tamil. Me, I was a Valakara that don't speak in Tamil. There, we know that we have to do, like in the Tamil movie, you have to make three dance. So there was, at some moment, we need to have three dance. And we have also the gods. I have a costume. I find a costume of the gods, like in that I find somewhere. So you have to dance also. Yeah. What I discovered, because before I studied, is what I told you before. I studied the Indian theater, the Tamil theater, in fact. It's so old. It's more than 7,000 years old. You know, it's the principle. Even Mushkin, when she come in Pondi, she discovered that this theater, no? It's just simple. You have just a place, there is nothing, and suddenly one guy, two guys start to say something. This is the birth of theater.
Did you ever have an audience where you were, was totally flat, like nothing you did was
never,
funny?
Never,
nothing.
Because the Indian people, they're amazing. They can stay in Lotus during many hours, no? So they are super quiet.
No, but they were quiet, or they were always loud, or sometimes you're like, nothing we're doing is funny. Did you ever have like, this is not funny to
them? I don't remember. Because from the beginning, well, I used, the beginning of the entry was, if I remember, one gag from Molière. That you are, somebody is in a bag. I was in a bag. I done, because what I did was that I arrived in a tea shop the night, so arrived, I in a bag. And this Molière used this gag also in this 300 years ago, no? Mm. It's work immediately. They understand immediately because they have this. It was, we can say, in a poor village, no? So Imagine 5,000 years ago, the during the Golden Age, no? The quality of the street theater, of the theater. I've been super touched by this kind of stuff. You know, it's the experience we cannot, I never speak about that, in fact. It's not funny stuff. It's a kind of emotional, joyful experience. You are touched. Sometimes maybe you can have some chicken, how you call that, chicken
goosebumps.
Skin.
Huh? Goosebumps. Yeah,
maybe sometimes you can have a small drop in your eyes, but you are happy, you are touched. It's like thousands of years come back to you, no? Mm. Very strange. When I got my name Bapun, it was that, no? I was proud of what? Oh, to have this kind of character that go from very old story, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. This is amazing stuff, no?
Yeah.
So where are we now?
Chandra, points, please.
Right, so we're at number 26, an interesting one. If humor is the salt of life, is humor also the sugar of death?
Yeah, this is very important because I forgot, normally there is the honey of the paradise also. You forgot that. Yeah, one time we say humor is the salt of life, correct?
Correct.
So suddenly I say, but alors, what is the sugar? Haha, the humor is the sugar of death. This is, you have to think about that. Imagine the death. The death fight against the life. When the life see the death, immediately the life takes some salt. There, the death comes, say, what? The life takes salt, I take sugar. And there is a kind of rivalry between the salt and the sweet. It's super funny. It gives me a lot of visions that you did not get this morning. It's normal. It takes
no,
time.
No, we don't get it. Point 20.
It's normal. It's Monday. Mm. It's like that.
Okay, next point.
Let's do five in a row and we'll choose one of the five. How's that?
Let's see.
What?
27.
We're going to do five and then we'll pick one to talk about.
Okay.
You have to know how to exaggerate with finesse.
Yeah.
28. You have to know how to say anything with meaning. 29. It's necessary to know not to know anything and to speak about that.
Yeah.
30. Mental humor or puns, philosophical parody, the absurd.
Yeah.
that's part of the segment of about humor styles. I like the one about exaggerate with finesse.
Yeah, because the more horrible for me is what we can call vulgarity. Vulgarity is so when you are a so different kind of what's a comic or clown or rock clown. Clown, for example, us in the 70s, we was again the red nose. No, the clown normally people when they want to be funny they put a red nose, no, in plastic. So for me it was all time the horrible stuff. No, you do believe you put a red nose and then you are funny. Not at all. The clown look, it was horrible. So it was more us rock and roll, no, more rock. So we destroy all these cliches, no, stuff like that. Why I speak about that? About exaggerating.
Vulgarity. I like this thing of your distaste for vulgarity. Can you explain a bit more
about
vulgarity?
Because exaggerating means when you are a clown, if you have to fall, if you fall in life, you fall one time. But when you are a clown, you have to do three times. You exaggerate the movement, stuff like that, no, in terms of body language. And also, the same about limits of the normality. Also, when you want to speak about topics that are more or less taboo, you have a certain level, no? But after, there is people that they go deeply what we call under the bells, what we call, no? Under the bell, all humor about Lao vital stuff and stuff, no? So there, this is horrible. Many people do this kind of humor, no? About that, joke, about this stuff like that. This, for me, is not fun at all. It's even... So the idea it was how to exaggerate in topics that they are more subtle. It's true, personally, I am French, so we have... the mythology of the writer of the big figure in France is one of the country where many people want to write a book. Everybody wants to write a book in France, no? Because to write a book means you got a statue of a writer, you are subtle. So it's in our blood, practically, no? So me too, I say I have to write a book, but I wrote only some small magazine. It takes time. So why I speak about that? Yeah, and there in France, they developed different kind of intellectual humor. And this is what we call subtle humor, no? This kind of stuff, no? You are supposed to understand. You can see practically sometimes the contrary of what you think, and people understand by oppositions, no? For example, you think something. Suppose that you think blue. But you will say, your humor will be to say, I think red. And there, but everybody must understand that in fact, you speak about the blue, stuff like that. It's a subtlety of
contradictions.
Yeah. I use a lot of stuff like that often, yeah.
Do you understand this, Chandra?
Sometimes I want to say blue, I want to say something blue, but I will not say that. In blue, for example, I can say, I am intelligent, for example. But for me, the French humor, even the Genius Brothers, no? Never we have called the group Genius Brothers.
Yeah.
In French, to say you are a genius, it's completely zloof. It's completely not good. You have to say the stupid brother.
And not only that, the academic.
It's me.
Okay.
Because when suddenly Paul said the Genius Brother, for me, it was British humor. British humor, you have to say positive. I am a genius. If British, they understand me. No, us French, not at all. Many comics in France, this is a negative. We have to say, I'm a stupid boy. I am a new. There, for us, it's funny, no? It's more easy to start when you are stupid, so you can only go up, no? So when Paul say Genius Brother, immediately I say, no, I have to add something academic, because France to say I am an academic is something bad, no? For the
Wait, you just now you're contradicting yourself. You just said academic is good, and now you're saying it's bad.
No, I say it was good because Paul proposed Genius Brother, but in a culture of alternative rebel after 68, to be an academic means...
I think there's a distinction between being a writer and an academic.
Okay. The academic is an academy. In France, you have the Académie Française. It's tall, bourgeois, intellectual, they go there. So for the alternative culture, for the punk culture, this, you are from the academic, no?
Okay,
So that's why I had academic. This is the story.
Putting you to the ringer. There's a segment of like five that are the same, no? Kind of? Sorry, onto more topics.
No,
well, so there's a few that go together. So it's the mental humor, the vital humor, and the physical humor, and then the global humor.
This is completely to show off because I did not know before all these divisions.
Oh, you're just trying to find 50 points because you actually don't have 50 points.
No, I still have to find 50. I have to create more and more.
Well, so we're not putting you into the 101 you came up with and you just like it because of 101 Dalmatians or 101 Knights. I don't know.
Exactly.
And you just made up that number. We didn't say you had to. I said I just wanted 20 and you're trying to give us 50, but maybe you don't actually have 50.
I don't have those 50. I will find it. They come back slowly. For example, this one, mental, vital, and physique. It's typically show off because I forgot two. Because I remember the book of Moser about the educations. In the education, they say the child of Auroville, we have five type of educations. You must know. So let's go to see if Chandra. Do you remember the five type of educations that you must have in Auroville for use?
Yeah, first thing, don't question me on what you want to say.
I know, it is right. He's putting you on the spot here, Chandra.
Ah, so tell me.
Yeah, don't question come on. Me on what you want to say yourself.
No, I don't say that.
I ask you, Chandra. Do you know the five educations in Auroville?
Five educations in Auroville.
Mother's right.
You already have three.
Oh, right, like on all the different levels. Okay.
She doesn't know, la la la. You too, so I'm sure.
Well, what do we have there? What, give us the three and I'll put in two more.
Yeah, exactly. So I said mental humor, vital humor, physical humor. In fact, you need to start by physical humor, vital humor, mental humor, and there is two more. Aha! Oh, look at that.
Psychic?
Aha! Not bad. Four.
Ding!
The last one?
Supermental.
Yeah!
Ding, ding!
Well, bravo, Sonia. Yeah.
Correct or what?
Yeah, correct.
Wow, I can't believe it. What a good education I have.
You got super education because when I was working in the cultural zone, I need to know that. No, I have
something super interesting. We're almost running out of time, but maybe you'll remember, but once a long, long time ago, you told me something and I'm trying to scratch my brains to remember exactly what it was, but it was always this idea of this Auroville education and not specializing in things and all. And was you said, no, this is kind of a neo-Renaissance education. And you had some whole theory where you had to learn these arts, basically.
Ooh,
you remember this?
No, I don't remember, but I remember that one moment I got this topic.
Yeah.
I discovered that Krishna... He has in India tradition, he has 75...
Exactly. Oh, 75 arts.
Art stuff to learn. In the same time,
archery, lovemaking.
I say, wow. When I learned that, I say, wow.
So that's more like the Auroville education. You don't like...
Yeah, normally that. Yeah. Normally here you need all become education to dig a hole.
How to go to a working group.
Exactly.
It's like all these things.
Amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. In fact, because we don't take time to look. Apparently, at the time of Krishna, they said, okay, you do that, is one. You say archery is number one, after you do horse riding, after to sing, to dance. Yeah. That's what I got me when I was 24, it was, I spoke about it last time, it was what you call the global theater. Global actor. So it was the same idea that suddenly you have to use your body, the totality of what you are, to express. You are not only a voice and a memory to do a text by heart and stuff like that. So you use your body like a different, so you need to learn different type of exercise, no? So my school was to learn to dance, to write, to sing, to act, to draw, to do many things like that. That's why when you are like that, all become fun. To do the dishes, you learn to make some sketch. How to use the fork, how to clean your hand, boom, boom. To sweep the floor, become super funny, you know? So all your activity can be a subject of art, yeah. In France, there, in 72, we have this situationist expressions. Comment on dit traduire faire de sa vie une œuvre d'art, to do from your life, no, to do you
to make your life into a work of art.
Yeah, yeah, work, exactly. This is what top level, no? Here I discover from that to make œuvre d'art to do a divine life. Mm. The level was my hub.
Okay, so as not to take away all your points, Wazo, because you spent a lot of time writing them down, we're going to go through all of them because we have 3 minutes left.
Okay, I shut up.
Okay, so we have quite a few left. What does not make you laugh can be a subject of humorous study. Humor doesn't automatically make you laugh. It can make you smile. 36. Humor depends on the personality of the comedian and its characteristics. The lack of humor is cured by Ayurveda.
Yeah, this is very important.
Being too
maybe
serious.
Maybe we stop at this one for today.
No, yeah. We're going to finish this. Okay. We're finishing the list now.
Okay.
Being too serious doesn't protect you from being funny. Okay. Getting teased is good for your mental health. It's not fun to be funny, but it's more boring to be boring. Progressive difficulty tactics.
What?
Oh, like juggling is the example.
Yeah.
I think we spoke about that last time. Inversions of cliches and déjà vus. Theories of cultural diversion. 44. We don't invent anything. We find and modernize. 45. Repeat to improvise better. 46. Structure your improvisation. 47. Finding an end to this narration. A classic thing. 48. Play with the intuitive intelligence of your audience. 49. Know how to protect yourself by exposing yourself on stage. And the last one, criticism and feedback. Anticipate with moderation.
If we had some listeners, maybe we would get some feedback and some criticism. But how many listeners do we have?
Now, I don't know.
Zero.
We always have some.
Okay. And that's us at the Wazo methodology this Monday morning at Orville Radio.
You forgot to say methodology of what?
Methodology. Well, you tell me.
No, because it was
the one looking.
People say Wazo, they must know that I am from the Genius Brothers. They must know that I'm in theory a funny guy. And you want to know what was my methodology to create this. All these shows since 30 years and stuff like that. It was your...
Correct.
Correct?
Thank you for the elucidation.
So this Rossin discovered a methodology, so he tried to know what is this methodology. Hey, Sandra, she saw that also. She said, yeah, I want to know this methodology. And in fact, I discovered that I have one just now. So I have to write about that.
Okay.
Okay, good. So we found it.
All right.
Now it's to be discovered.
Yeah, because of your
the
guys.
Uber methodology we need was...
Which one?
The Uber methodology. Uber. What is the...
what is Uber? Global.
Overarching.
Global, global.
The global methodology. Okay. Yeah. It will come.
Okay.
Chers auditeurs, it will come.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Okay. Merci, au revoir.
Bye. Ciao, bye-bye. Thank you.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.